Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm my own man. All the ladies see flying, they don't really want to leave them alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter.
What's going on?
Hey, it's on once again, ain't it?
Yes, on a Sunday, Easter Sunday, that is, Easter Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, I can't, did you guys eat good? This is the Dictator speaking, and we got, actually, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm the Dictator, and we have our lovely co-host here, Cool Chick.
She's so pretty.
Cool Chick is in the building one time. What's going on?
Cool Chick, beautiful Chick. Yes. Oh, my Lord. Chocolate with all her edges and that beautiful $1 million smile.
Wow, and that is an ever so suave Big Izzy speaking in the, over there. What's going on, Big Izzy? How you feeling?
Yeah, man. The bad guys back in the building, man. You know, they tried to talk about me last week, but, you know. When they sat down and they had to watch the interview from Dr. Boyce Watkins, they had to go ahead and, you know, rethink some of their perspectives. So I'm happy that, you know, we at least got the chance to go ahead and get the ball rolling and talk about, you know, just reiterating some of the things that, you know, Dame Dash said, even though, like I said, a lot of people was butchered over the delivery. But the message was, man, we need to cultivate the entrepreneurial spirit. We want to be successful. I think that's the key to this week's show, talking about jewels to success, keys to success.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we do have a great show with keys to success. Last week was awesome. It really at least opened up the conversation a little bit. And, you know, people are wondering, like, what does it take to be successful? Do you have to be an entrepreneur? Do you have to be happy, or what is the deal? So I'm really looking forward to just kind of get into the subject matter and kind of clearing up a few things and hearing other people's ideas and so on and so forth. So,
yes.
But first, before we do that, I want to know from you guys, what does Easter feel like? Like, we're here in Atlanta, and Izzy, I know you're up there in Syracuse. Is it snowing up there still, man?
No. I'm actually I'm down in Queens right now, it was still like a little bit cold. It got up like really nice. It was like 61 or 62. It was still kind of chilly. Then I broke out, got down here to Queens today, and I'm talking about you know, turkey wings, deviled eggs, potato salad, brother.
Ooh, good stuff.
Easter feels good.
And Dictator, you over there at a barbecue, aren't you?
I am at a barbecue as we speak. I'm actually getting my grub on and also just enjoying a whole bunch of other people's kids yelling at me, talking about some come play the football with me and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, about that. Who are you? But it's all good. Kind of crashing the barbecue. These ain't even my peoples. I don't even know who these people are. I just came out here. I just showed up.
like what was that music, Jason's lyric? Or was that Menace to Society? I don't know.
No, there wasn't that. what is that? No, Poetic Justice.
Yeah, Poetic Justice.
Yes, Poetic Justice.
Yeah, Poetic Justice. poetic justice is just, that's kind of how I'm doing it. And I was waiting to get some spades, and then I realized, okay, I need to be on the air, so let me get up on the air. But we're in and out, so it's all good. You know, we're going to make this short and sweet. We're going to do a nice, tight podcast for Easter. So,
all right, and Cool Chick, where you at?
Where am I?
Yeah, where you at? What does Easter feel like to you?
Easter feels like another Sunday. I'm in Atlanta as well, but I'm not. There's no barbecue in the background. There's no baked beans nearby. No deviled eggs to reach for. No chicken on the grill. I got some salmon and some broccoli over here I'm going to eat after we do the show.
Oh, man, you better throw that mess in the garbage, man. You better go crash that barbecue. The dictator.
You know, I don't even know who's even, you know, I worked today, came home, you know, got settled for a second doing the show now. And so there really hasn't been much communication between myself and I don't even know who's throwing a barbecue right now. I mean, I'm pretty sure, though. I live in an apartment complex, so I'm pretty sure I could probably walk outside and go down the street or something. But I think I'm okay.
Just follow your nose. Just follow your nose. Just listen. If you smell it, yeah, you
my,
smell
my
the cheese for briskets.
My nose will lead you to the right place.
Yeah, it's going to lead you right to where you need to go.
I know that's right. I may do that, though. After the show, I may step out, follow my nose. Because, you know, it's still early. You know, it's still daylight out. I might be able to catch a plate or three.
Yeah.
Or three.
I need everybody to taste.
Yeah,
salad,
I mean,
though.
You know. I'm gonna bring my own red coat and my own red solo cup, though. You don't have to provide me with the cup. Just provide me with something to throw in the cup.
Well, we know some people that are not going to be able to spend spend their Easter doing any barbecuing because they are actually locked up. Is that right?
They are. And apparently it looks like they'll be missing a lot more Easters and a lot more holidays to come. We are definitely talking about the Atlanta school teacher scandal that kind of came to a close earlier this week. I know many people have heard about it. It definitely went national. But on the eighth day of deliberations, the jurors convicted 11 of the 12 defendants, Atlanta school teachers, of racketeering. Now, normally that's a felony that carries up to 20 years in prison. Many of the defendants were a mixture of Atlanta public school teachers, testing coordinators, and administrators. And some of them were also convicted of other charges, such as making false statements, and that could add years to this sentencing. So basically, these teachers were aiding students and cheating on their tests. And so they call it the largest cheating scandal in the nation's history. And these convictions came down just this past Wednesday here in Atlanta. So, and, you know, Dictator and I were talking about this a bit earlier. I mean, most of them were jailed immediately. Like, they were led from the courtroom in handcuffs. So, like, they didn't even get to go home. There was
no moment to
gather themselves. Like, this was an immediate conviction that, like you said, some of them are, you know, many of them are in jail now. And according to the New York Times, many of the dozen teachers who stood trial, including five teachers and a principal, this has some history to it because back in 2013, some of them were indicted after years of questions about how the students had improved their scores on the Criterion mm-hmm. Reference Competency Test. It's a standardized examination given throughout the state of Georgia. So, man,
Wow. Speechless,
you know? Just
I am speechless, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, You want to get these kids to be successful, so you pass them through by they talking about by any means necessary. They just went straight in, you know.
Right.
Well,
unfortunate because they really
speechless.
Choose the kids.
I'm not speechless, and there's
why. What do you say?
There's a level of perspective I think that we're missing. A lot of these teachers, right, who are in these inner city schools, You know, for the most part, there is a fair number of folks who just don't give a damn. They want to go there. They want to get their 2 years in because they know that if they go ahead and put some time in the inner city schools, it'll look good on their resume as a giving back, quote unquote, kind of thing. But they ain't really have no vested interest in seeing those kids pass. And I, for one, don't think that, you know, while they may have gone a little bit far with cheating, I want to go ahead and say God bless what folks were willing to go so hard, you know, to go ahead and make sure that these young black kids had a chance to go ahead and be something. Because the other side of that coin is the social promotion. You know, we watch our young black kids get socially promoted year in and year out, and nobody says anything. So when we have kids who are 17, 18, and 19 years old, right, who can't read and write, who don't have any kind of basic competency skills, literacy skills, math skills, we wonder why we can't go ahead and get them enrolled into levels of, you know, academic institutions of higher education. And this is part of the reason why. So now you have some folks who said, you know what, we're going to make sure that, you know, Tyrone and Shaquiqua, the big Izzy's of the world are going to have maybe a somewhat of a starting hope and a way to go ahead and do this. And now everybody's all upset. You know, people taking to, you know, RICO charges are filed, racketeering charges are filed. But when these same folks go ahead and take these tests in these white schools and promote, you know, George Bushes of the world, we let these idiots become presidents, and nobody, you know, is upset. And I just want to say God bless those folks who, you know, who just at least tried a little bit. Maybe they might have messed up the way they went about it, but you know what? I think that their hearts were in the right place.
Do you? I think that you say their hearts were in the right place, but really this is about probably, I'm thinking it's government funding. So in other words, that district would lose money if, you know, the scores aren't good enough. So essentially, to get that money so that they can get their bonuses or, you know, stay in business for the most part and don't lose accreditation or whatever it is, maybe they did it for that reason. Maybe it wasn't for the kids at all. Maybe it was just for the money. You ever thought of that?
Maybe. I was taking a look at some of those numbers that they said the principal had, and I was like, oh, God. I might be in
right.
the wrong field. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The principals run things down here in Atlanta. You know, the principal can run a school, you know. They have a lot of power here. So, you know, maybe the principal was in kind of coercing teachers, and maybe the teachers felt like, look, if I don't do this, I'm going to lose my job. I remember dating a teacher, and she felt like that. You know, it was constant pressure as to why, you know, why are your kids failing? It's like, well, because the parents aren't doing anything either. I'm trying my best. She's staying after school to help them. She's at the PTA meetings or whatever, and the parents don't show up. It'd be maybe two parents out of all her classes. You know, she had like five classes, 20-something kids each, and maybe, I don't know, three parents show up.
Hmm.
You know, and it's just like, okay, how else can you win? You just like put into a situation. So
your thoughts, Coach?
Not that I'm making.
I think it's disappointing. I think because we say send our kids to school, and then you help them cheat. So why are we not properly setting them up for success? I think to say, and I also think to say, you know, if I don't help them cheat, I'm going to lose my job. But who stands up? Who's the person that says this is enough? This is not the proper way to set our kids up for success. So because you opted to say either I help them cheat or I lose my job, you chose to help them cheat and now you're in jail. So was it worth it? Or could you just have not quit? You couldn't have just quit. I mean, I know it sounds easy. I know that there's so much more to the story than, you know, what we've heard in the media or whatever. You know, we weren't there when the conversations were being had and that kind of thing. All of that definitely has to be taken into consideration, but looking at it from the bigger perspective, I feel like there's always an option. And I don't feel like we're giving the kids a fair time to be knowledgeable, to be the best that they can be if we support them in cheating. You know, that's like telling them, it's hard, but we're going to find a way that's not morally correct to help you get over this hump. So as a teacher, why, like, you always have a choice. you know, you could quit and say, and not say anything, just walk away and maybe just get another job. Or you could be that teacher that stands up and fights and says, stays in the school district and says, we can't do this because this isn't fair to our kids. I think when decisions like that are made, the people who ultimately get hurt are the children. They go to school to teach, to learn.
Absolutely.
This is all they have to do. You don't have any other job. You don't have anyone else to take care of. Go to school 5 days a week to learn so that when you graduate and you're 19, 20, 21 years old, you can take all of that knowledge that you gathered and hit the road in becoming the best person that you can become. So why would we take that opportunity? This is our future. Why are we going to take that? These kids are going to be taking care of us one day. Why are we taking that opportunity away from them? For what?
Mm.
I don't think it's fair to them.
Do you think you need school to learn?
Huh?
I said, do you feel like kids really go to school to learn?
I mean, I feel like that's the point. That's the point. Go to school to learn.
We know that as adults, but we just heard the dictator say he dated a teacher who, you know, who had parents who didn't show up. You know, so as a teacher, if you're in that situation,
are we going to set him up for failure from both ends? So as a teacher, you see a parent not showing up, and I know that there's only so much that you can do on one end. But so do we fail them from both ends? Where's the support? Where is the support going to come from? Clearly they don't have it at home. So am I, as a teacher, going to fail you too? I came into this role to prepare you for the future, and now I have completely failed you.
No. What the teacher's like, well, hold on. Can I help you without hurting me? Because, again,
So then you're not caring for the student. You're not caring for the student. You're just caring for yourself. You're just caring for your career.
You signed up as
a teacher. The sole purpose of a teacher is to inform these kids, teach them what they need to know in your area of responsibility, be it a math teacher, a history teacher, whatever your area is. That is your focal point. You came to work every day to do this one specific job. If you help them cheat, you failed. You failed them. You failed the system. This is one of the biggest cheating scandals in history. You want your name associated with that as opposed to either walking away, because obviously we know it's not morally correct, or fighting for it. You failed them.
Well, I don't think they should have failed themselves.
Wow.
Somebody told them. Somebody told them, hey, these scores have to improve. If you don't, your name is going to be associated with some of the lowest scores in our teaching school history.
So let's look at that as a challenge. Let's say we're at the bottom. You're at the bottom. The only way you can go from here is up. So let's do what we need to do to get these scores up. You're at the lowest point. It can't get any lower. So this should be a challenge. This should be a mental challenge. You should be excited about this challenge to say this time next year we're not going to be in the same place because we can do this. You got these teachers. These teachers are smart. You can do this. You can figure out a way to make it happen. There has to, I believe, I really want to believe that there has to be a way.
There wasn't a way.
I don't believe that. I believe they decided to take the shorter road. They decided to take the shorter road as opposed to looking at it as a challenge to say that this is what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. I know they need this shit.
And in the end, you failed these kids. So what happens to the kids now? You going to jail. You can't spend Easter Sunday with your family. What happens to these kids now? Do they have to go back? Do they have to take these tests again? It's not fair to them. You were there for them.
Well, and when they fail, what's going to happen? They're going to be socially promoted. Nobody's going to say, hey, you know, you guys didn't do enough to graduate. They're going to be socially promoted, and they're going to be working at Starbucks serving you your coffee while you're on the way to work. And nobody will care.
Right.
That's the real failure.
Somebody's gonna care. All you just need is one person to care. All you need is one.
Whole is, I think, has been suffering. And if we go ahead and take a look at some of the numbers, how our kids are competing globally amongst their age brackets, it's a joke. It's really it's a joke. There was an expression that I heard that one of my football coaches used to tell us, and he said, "Hey man, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying." You know, and I think it speaks a little bit to this situation. I don't necessarily agree with the cheating, but Lord have mercy. Well, Radio Land, what do you think? What do you think? Do you think those folks should have went to jail? Do you think that they should have, been locked up and thrown away the key? You know, who's to blame? Who's responsible? Is it the parents? Is it the teachers? Is it the students? Do they have any role to play? Because not for nothing, you know, if you take the test and you get a 50, you know, does it say that I wasn't teaching you, or does it say that you wasn't learning? And I think we go ahead and we put way too much blame on the teachers. And the teacher is one part of three.
Yeah, but in this case, it was specifically the teachers. It wasn't. So what do you do as a parent? What do you do as a parent who sent their child to school 5 days a week, who was there actively doing the work to find out that their teacher was one of the teachers involved in this? What do you do? How do you respond to that?
I don't know. Let's get to some callers. Let's see what they say.
Well, shoot. I figure like this. When you got a situation like that, I don't know if it's easy for the teacher because, you know, you can be blacklisted, that kind of a thing. Then again, you know, I don't condone cheating either. This is a very difficult situation. And we're talking about keys to success. So when we talk about keys to success, obviously education and ethics goes in with that, and it's like, are we teaching our kids to be ethical? You know, and I don't. It's like I said, it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
What do you do, dictator? Your boss pulls you and five other people in the room and says, "Hey, you guys are my core teachers, and you know, hey, the state has just come down and told us we got 2 years to clean this thing up, or we're all of ours are going to be out in the cold." What do you do? Somebody says, here's 2015's test, and we're going to have to go ahead and rig this thing.
Right. Well, for me, as an employee, I'm going to say, listen, we need to do this right because I can't afford for something, you know, for my career to be ruined as a result of this. So we need to come together and find a way as a team, or I'm going to have to find another team because I can't, you know, I'm not going to jail. I'm not going to jail over my job. I'm just not going to do it. So I think that's just the bottom line. I'm just not going to do it. So I'm with Cool Chick on that one. Like, you got to make a choice, you know, as a teacher. That's bottom line. Because you
always have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I mean, so I know, you always have a choice. You don't, you know what, at some point you are fully aware of what's going on.
You do. You have a choice,
and
that's a tough decision, indeed. But, you know, when I think about me being only 5'7" and only so large and going to prison, the choice becomes very clear. The choice becomes very clear. That's as real as I can get it on Easter. That's as real as I can get it. It's a crystal clear choice, you know. I ain't got to pray about it. I ain't got to ponder. Once I think about that, it's a wrap. It's like, okay, you know. And I've knocked out some big guys in my day, you know, but I'm just not about to do that, you know. They'd be like, oh, yeah, it's Tony with the E on the end, too. Is that an accent on the E, Tony? No, we're not doing that.
Oh.
Not in prison. No. No.
You don't want
for
that.
Some school, for some kids
for some
that just didn't know the
numbers.
Yeah, no. Please. Bonus or no bonus, I don't even care. I'm out. Now I just be a substitute teacher or something. I don't know. I open my own school.
Right,
I don't
something.
Know. Something.
Something. Move to another district. Something. Something.
Right.
I'm not,
right.
Like jail. Like we talking jail. We talking like they could get up to 20 years. Like this is real life.
Right. Well, you know what? If it came down to it and I had to stay in that district and I had to stay in that school system because, you know, my house is there and stuff like that, okay, I'm a special ed teacher. They ain't pulling numbers for that one. I'm a special ed teacher. They just got helmets and I'm just do that. We just, you know, make
you
sure
know,
they don't
make,
run into
make
the wall.
The, make me the gym teacher. Make me the gym teacher. I'm good.
Nope. Because, see, with the gym teacher, they have to get an A or something. See, with special
ed, right.
They ain't got to
right.
get Yeah, see, you know, you ain't got to do anything. Just make
terrible.
Sure they don't, you know.
That's terrible. Y'all got to get y'all.
I'm just saying. Carpet, I mean it's carpeted classrooms and everything.
We're just looking at the options here. We're just trying to exercise these options completely, exhaust these options.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
Your racketeering charges. Just listen.
Right.
This is the other thing you got to get. They blow it all up. I mean, racketeering charges is what they gave the mob. You mean to tell me that these people are just as dangerous as the mob? Come on. That's, God. Lord have mercy. We lose our perspective sometimes when stuff happens. They cheat.
So you're asking, does the crime fit the bill?
Yeah. The mob, you know, John Gotti. People who shot people, killed them, intimidated. These is, you know, a little bit misguided, you know. Yeah, a big thing. Now, the other thing is, you know, if they had some of the what is it, the test takers, the administrators on the test, that's how they got to go ahead and really, really start to be more, because the system is supposed to be infallible. So who had the test that said, hey, well, I know Brenda, she's over there Southwest, you know, hey, we can go ahead and get on this thing and maybe make a couple of dollars. You know, that's the part that's scary. I thought you know, some of that paperwork wasn't supposed to show up until a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Who they had it early enough to go ahead and be able to cheat. You get what I'm saying? To be able to prepare for it. So that's the part that's scary.
That is.
You know, real quick, I know we've been real heavy on this conversation. I just want to throw out the number real quick for everybody that's listening so that they can call in and express their opinions on the Atlanta cheating scandal as well as just kind of keys of success in general. If you have any tips or anything that you want to share with us tonight on WSCT Radio, give us a call. 646-200-0246. Again, that number is 646-200-0246. Now,
Izzy,
back to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying, like, I think it's just scary that, like I said, that they were able to go ahead and get that test early enough to prepare for it. I mean, because if you're doing something like that, you know. And then the other thing is, so if the scores are low, nobody shows up and say, how did they get this low? They jump 10 points, 15 points, all of a sudden people, oh, wait, how'd you guys get that high? Like, you get what I'm saying? If they're monitoring the result year in, year out, you know, why would they go ahead and necessarily challenge the results anyways? Who was the first person who got caught? Damn it, who told?
Wow. He's on opposite end. Yeah, I know.
You looking
like,
now, you looking
with him for
the
was conspiring.
It, you know, was it Tyrone?
Right?
Was it Tyrone? Was, look, we know your dumb ass ain't go up no 30 damn points by yourself, so who helped you cheat?
Wow.
Help me.
Mrs. Walker.
He told us they made us. And, you know, keys to success.
You know what happened? A parent got upset because even after cheating, the kid still flunked.
Oh, so, man.
They gave him 30 extra points, and they still got a 60. That's what happened. Well, if they're going to cheat, they might as well have gave him a 90. Why do you, you know what I'm telling?
Yeah,
that's
terrible. Lord
that's
have
terrible. That is terrible. Look, what's the key to success, man? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. What is the key? What are the keys to success? Everybody wants to look successful in the black community and in other places to another racist, But looking successful and being successful are two different things. I guess the first thing we need to ask ourselves is, what is success in the first place? What is success? What is success to you, Cool Chick?
What is success to me?
Man,
I think success is, you know, it's relative, obviously. It's no two definitions of success are the same. A lot of it is based on your perspective and what you've been through and your upbringing. But I think, you know, that one of the biggest words that should be associated with success is happiness.
I agree.
I believe that sex, Lord have mercy, I believe that success is also a more of a well-rounded word. I believe that there are elements to it as opposed to just one word. So it should be well-rounded in terms of career, in terms of family, in terms of emotional stability. And I believe that if you're stable in those many channels of your life, that can be considered success. Possibly.
Hmm.
I might have more on that, though.
I like that.
I believe that it's not just one thing. I believe that the word success can have many different legs to it, per se, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's layers to this. Like Meek
Mill. Yeah, it's layers to this, man.
It's levels to this.
It's levels to this.
We ain't going to cuss on Easter. This is going to be a nearly cuss-free show. Nearly. I'm sure Izzy's going to cuss at us at least once before the show is over.
Yeah, we're fine, man. Get your damn mind. Now, look, I think success is being able to go ahead and try to reach, like, your goals, right? I think, like, you know, to go ahead and be a successful person, like, you just can't be born. I don't necessarily consider, like, the Hiltons successful people. Yeah, they're rich. Yeah, they've been on TV. Yes, they have the celebrity. But, like, what do they really do? What is their contribution
to
society?
Wait, who is this? Who did you say?
The Hiltons, those Hilton girls.
You're just
born rich. Oh, she's successful. You didn't do anything. Your parents are millionaires. You're a bum. You've been on TV. You're running around.
What about the Kardashians?
Girls making sex tapes and, you know, porn and all this and this. No one's trying to. People will define them for themselves. But again, I think to be successful, you actually have to, you know, kind of contribute something, right? So if you're able to go ahead and contribute back, not only to yourself and to your, you know, immediate family, but then also to your community at large and society as a whole, I think that makes you successful, right? Also want to make sure that you're able to go ahead, like I said, and set and define goals for yourself. You know, I told myself that I wanted to play, you know, in the NFL because I had a brother who played. I didn't make it. Does that make me a bum? No. But I also said that I wanted to go to college. And I was able to go ahead and do that, and, you know, I did it for myself, right? Like I said, going ahead and being able to set goals for yourself, to reach and attain those goals, I think if you're able to do that, I think that that's what makes you, you know, successful. Dictator, what about you, man?
Did we lose him?
Hello?
We may have lost. Maybe he's out being successful.
No, he's out there, man, trying to, you know, get that collard green juice off his shirt. He'll figure that bar. He'll crash them full of barbecue.
646-200-0246. We want to hear from y'all. 646-200-0246. Now, you know what else I think?
Oh, man, I blanked out. I'm sorry. I blanked out.
Did you go eat, like, a plate of baked beans or something real quick? Like, what?
No,
I'm
like,
what's going on?
My phone, like, what's going on? My apologies. I'm like, okay. It just blanked out on me, so I'm like, okay. No, I already ate. I ate before I called in. Otherwise, I knew it'd have been a wrap because I'd have been staring at food and I would have lost focus.
It would have been an unsuccessful conversation with you.
Right, right. I'd have been asleep. I'd have heard Oh man, we only got a few minutes left. We need to pull through this. So this is the deal. This is the deal. Success for me means happiness. I agree with Cool Chick on that. I also agree with you, Izzy. But it's being able to, like you said, being able to get those goals accomplished. And everybody has their own version of success. If you're unhappy, then you're unhappy. If you are happy, then you're successful. But it just depends on what level of happiness you're talking.
Right.
So, and there's different types of successes. So you're talking about, like, if you're unhappy with your weight and you lose that weight, okay, you're successful in that. But overall life success deals with your long-term goals. So, you know, weight loss is kind of should be like a more of a short-term, mid-term type of deal.
Well, it depends. For some people, though, it can be a long-term goal. Because imagine somebody having been overweight for most of their life, and they're at the age of, say, 30, and they have yet to conquer weight loss. So in a way, it could be a long-term goal because they could associate, because there's associations with success. So somebody can say, okay, if I lose weight, then maybe I'll get the job that I want. And if I get the job that I want, then I can move into the city. And if I move into the city, then I can maybe meet my soulmate. You see what I'm saying? So it could be
right.
A long-term success because people associate success with many different things. So weight loss
That's
could
true.
Be a long-term
That's true.
Success.
I didn't think of it that way.
So put those damn Krispy Kreme donuts down.
Exactly.
True, but you know that's another conversation too. But as you were, dictator.
Uh huh. And so when you look at success, the keys to success, you first have to have awareness. You have to know that you have to be aware and be realistic with your situation. In other words, some people live in the matrix and don't even understand that there's a whole world out there for them to live. And so they're stuck in this box, and they think that they're miserable, and they don't even know that they're miserable, or they don't know why they're miserable. So you need that awareness first. That's one of the keys to success to me. Self-awareness. You also have to be accountable. You have to be accountable for the things that you've done wrong and the things you have to be accountable for the things you've done right. Some people don't even give themselves enough credit. So I think accountability is another one of them.
Responsibility.
I think that you need
that too, dictator.
Okay. Yeah. Say it again.
I said I think personal responsibility is a real big key to that.
Right. Yeah. Accountability. Yeah. Yeah. Being accountable for yourself. Being accountable for the things you do.
Even with this situation, like with the teachers, right? I think that you know that the kids have to have personal, you know, responsibility for saying, okay, well, you know, I have these teachers who are going ahead trying to educate me. You know, I have my parents who are so much vested in my life and, you know, my academic career, you know. Instead of being in the back, you know, class clowns goofing off, being on my IG account, being on Facebook, I need to go ahead and do what I got to do. I need to make sure that my homework's done. I need to make sure that everything is, you know, nice and uptight. So that way I don't have anybody who feels like they have to have me cheat because I'm performing, right? I think as parents, right, they need to have the responsibility of saying, okay, well, you know, it's 12:30. Instead of being on my Facebook or IG account, I need to make sure that my kid is in the bed asleep so they can get up on time. I need to make sure that their homework is done. I need to make sure that I'm going ahead and I'm in those parent-teacher conferences. You know, that kind of accountability and that kind of responsibility go hand in hand.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I think one of the keys to success is setting the tone.
I know that's right.
You have to set the tone. You have to set the tone to your life. You have to set the tone to everything you do. You can't just allow life to just roll you over, steamroll you, because life will come at you with some curveballs, and you've got to set the tone. You've got to say, you know what? This is how it is. This is how it's going to be. I refuse to just allow things to just happen to me. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to take accountability. I'm going to take life by the horns, and I'm going to ride this thing out the best way I know how to, you know, no matter what it is. As they say, you know, lemons and lemonade, you got to set the tone. I think that's one of the keys to success.
Yep, and you got to set your own tone, and don't be trying to set your tone. Don't be trying to make your tone sound like somebody else's tone. You have to set your own tone, make it unique.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Be strong in your tone. Be strong in your success. Believe in your success. I think you also have to have mentors. You know, you have to have people that you can communicate with, and people who have been there as well, so that they can properly guide you. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with kind of being a self-motivator, but it's always good to have people to talk to, have people who understand where it is that you want to go, so that they can support you, because you can't do anything by yourself. You know, we always need people, and I know sometimes we want to say, oh, I can do it by myself and I don't need anybody, but you need people in your circle, you know, people you can rely on and that kind of thing. So I think you got it. You have to surround yourself with positive people and people who want to see you go far, you know, and not get caught up in the dramas that come with the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Twitters and whatever like that. And you know, and try not to don't let your level of motivation be based off of other people's area of success. So, like, somebody could be on chapter 23 of their life and you're on chapter 13, and that's okay. But don't, you know, the biggest thing, you don't want to compare yourself, because then you might get a little discouraged. Because everybody's on a different path, you know?
Yeah, very good. Wow. Wow, that's deep. You're right, though. You're absolutely right. And people are always trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to look at TV and say, wow, why can't I do that? You know, why can't I do this? Everyone works at their own pace. You know, some people aren't famous. Look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z is, you know, older. He's not any other rapper that was his age, that would try to rap at his age, we would just call him a bum, like, yo, you need to give it up. But, you know, Jay-Z's older, and he's still rapping, and that's what he loves to do. So he's living in his success. But that's him. That's Jay-Z. You can't be Jay-Z. You have to be you.
Right.
You know?
That's the story. A little bit more of bringing the social media aspect into this. I think that that's kind of where people get discouraged from. Or some people may push them to be motivated. But, you know, a lot of times people don't always put the reality on social media. You know, they put a false sense of reality. So people may look at you and say, oh, this person is happy. Oh, this person has this and has that, which, you know, that could just be for that moment. And outside of that moment, they could be depressed or whatever the case may be. Or they could really have those things. And you know, they post it on Facebook as not to flaunt, but this is just their reality. And so, you know, don't let that kind of distract you if you're just not in that same place. Everybody, if we all worked at the same speed, then, you know, the world wouldn't revolve the way that it does. So work at your speed and you know, don't get caught up in trying to be like such and such on your news feed. Just be you.
Yeah, be you.
Everybody else is taking it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Be you. So we almost got our final tones, and we're almost out of here. We only got a couple of minutes, so.
Oh, man.
You just said it went fast.
So
yes, we're
fast.
Cutting down because we are cutting down our show times because we are actually moving up. We're upgrading, and we're already on iTunes. We are looking at focusing on iTunes. So those of you out there, go ahead and subscribe to iTunes. Subscribe to our show on iTunes. Just look up Setting the Tone Radio. Just search for it on the iTunes store. You'll see us. Subscribe to us. Tell your friends about us. We are happy. We are very happy because we are almost on our second year, and every show has been completely different. We've had people. It's been great. We love you guys so much, and we just want to keep pumping and growing larger. So, you know, as a matter of fact, we have a boxing show coming on starring The Monk. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we just got to go right into our final tone. So, Izzy, we can start off with you.
Yeah, man, keys to success. Go ahead and set goals for yourself, educational goals, maybe monetary income goals, maybe career goals, personal goals, love goals. You know, you need to go ahead and set all kinds of goals for yourself and define them and reach them. You know, you may not reach every goal that you want, but as long as you're going ahead and you're doing that and you're being a productive member of society, I'm with you, man. You're successful in my book. That's my final tone.
And my final tone is keep it positive. You know, keep people in your life. Keep your circle positive. Even if your circle is small, keep it positive. Don't get distracted with the drama. You know, if you're having a rough moment and things aren't going the way you want them to go, just let it be that, but don't let that discourage you. Keep motivated, keep strong, keep your eye on the goal, as Izzy was saying, and you will definitely get there, but don't lose focus of the dream. That's my final tone.
All right, and finally, I would say that be accountable. Be accountable for what you're doing, for what you have done, and for what you plan to do. Also, don't allow anyone else to set your tone. You set your own tone. You make sure that you take control of your own life, and you make sure that whatever goals that you set, that you keep pushing forward, and you don't let the things in life that tear you down, tear you down. You go ahead and you push forward. You work hard. If you keep working hard, there will be no room for error. You may fail the first time, but failure only happens when you stop trying. As long as you keep trying, keep setting your tone, you will always be successful.
And that's the final tone. You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a own man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. Ha ha, I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter.